8:14 now at Boulder County Community Radio. Well, we've been covering the move toward electronic voting here in Boulder County on KGNU. Joining us for an update are two members of Citizens for Verifiable Voting, an informal citizens group with concerns about the move to e-voting. Cal Carey is with us, and Joe Pizzillo. Good morning to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Joe Pizzillo, outline, if you would, for us, the concerns with e-voting for folks who haven't been following this issue. Boulder County is required to move forward on some level of electronic voting under what's called the Help America Vote Act, right?
Basically, although there's some interpretation and legal issues related to HAVA that are unclear at this time. So everyone's probably familiar with what happened in Florida in 2000, and that sets the context for
HAVA.
So HAVA was then passed in 2002, ostensibly as a response to what happened in Florida in 2000. And among other things, HAVA appears to do a couple of things, such as outlawing punch card ballots, although it's not clear that it actually outlaws them. It basically it appears that the issue is that you can't get federal funding for a new punch card system as opposed to specifically criminalizing or outlawing it. There are some other issues with HAVA that basically put us in the situation that Boulder County is in, where we're leasing a system right now as opposed to using the punch card system that the county owns. The punch card system that the county owned had some problems in the last time it was used, and the HAVA requirements make it look like each polling place will be required to have a touchscreen election system, what's called a DRE, a direct record electronic device. These are not clear, actually. Since the last time I was here speaking, we've read through HAVA extensively, and it's not clear that HAVA actually does or does not require these things. And so the situation that Boulder County is in is Boulder County feels like it needs to replace its system. It's leasing a system, can't use its punch cards for a variety of reasons, has to buy something new. So there's an RFP out right now for replacing Boulder County's voting system. Given HAVA and the emergence of these electronic devices, it appears that the county is going to purchase a system, or has planned its RFP to purchase a system that would include touchscreen voting systems. Touchscreen voting systems in particular have a number of issues, security issues. They've had, there have been a number of concerns from the security community, the computer professional security community, about the technology used in touchscreen voting machines. There are concerns about the vendors of the systems. Unfortunately, the list of problems could take up an hour of talking. Whether it's, for example, in the most recent election in Washington, D.C., in the Washington, D.C. area, there were a number of systems that were taken out of polling places during the election, patched with different software to modify the way they were working, which may have been errant, or was errant after the fact, and then put back into the polling place. Pardon me. So this is an uncertified system being changed in real time in the election, and there are some lawsuits pending because of that.
Well, the county is considering systems from three or four vendors, right? Do you like what you've seen so far, Cal Carey?
Well, originally we looked at eight vendors, and they are all DRE companies. Only one of them provides anything approximating a voter verifiable paper ballot, which we consider the absolute bottom line to any system we choose. And of the four semifinalists, only one of them still. So we're still actually looking at vendors who do not provide a voter verifiable paper ballot.
And the issue there is that in Colorado, and I'm sure there are other states where this may be true as well, but in Colorado, to do a recount, should a recount be necessary, either because of the percentage difference between candidates or because of the desire of a candidate to pay for and call a recount, the recount under Colorado law must be performed with the same media that the original count was performed with, unless the Secretary of State intervenes. So unless the Secretary of State intervenes, the voter verifiable paper trail that is being discussed with this one system, a system called Avante, where a little slip of paper is printed out under glass that the voter can look at and confirm, that piece of paper is then dropped into a secured ballot box in this company's system. However, again, because of the media issue, there's a chance that what's in that locked ballot box, all those slips of paper that voters verified, would never be looked at. And that's why Citizens for Verifiable Voting calls for one very specific thing, and that is paper ballots. Because until Colorado law is changed, the only way you can do a recount is with the same media. And our fundamental issue here is that if there is no paper ballot, there is no recount. And so we are demanding that the county purchase a system that is focused on and uses paper ballots.
State of California is now requiring, or is going to require, a paper trail.
The Secretary of State just came out with that about a week and a half ago, which means many jurisdictions throughout California went ahead and purchased these DRE systems.
And again, DRE being the acronym for a
direct record electronic.
Yeah.
It means digital ballots, basically. Okay. Digital ballots that are recorded and counted with no paper trail. Or no voter verifiable paper ballot. And now all of those jurisdictions, because they precipitously or prematurely made that decision, are having to go back and retrofit their entire systems. The entire state of Georgia is in the same boat. Maryland appears to be in the same boat, though they are rethinking their DRE purchase. So one of the things that we're requiring in addition to the voter verifiable paper ballot is that Colorado and Boulder County not make a decision now. These are infant technologies. There are a whole range of legal issues, procedural issues, technical issues, and security issues that have not been resolved. In fact, HABA has created an election assistant commission to take care of all these issues. It was supposed to be working and up back last February. It still doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. No standards at all.
And that standards issue is really a key concern of ours, that HAVA requires that standards exist that these systems must meet standards. However, those standards have not been set. So until those standards are set, there's actually no way for the county to be sure that it's buying a system that will meet standards. And I know that the county elections officials are very concerned about this. I was in many of those presentations on the committee that Kel is a member of, and I know that our county clerk, Linda Salas, repeatedly made it clear that should there be any kind of standards compliance issue, that she would demand a buyback or other type of a negotiated arrangement with the vendor.
Well, it appears that the Colorado Secretary of State's office is also concerned about the lack of standards and is recommending that counties slow down in this move towards purchasing these systems. Is that the recommendation?
Well, there's a couple things. So under HAVA, there are certain deadlines that are set up where the states have to do certain things by certain dates to get the federal money. Luckily, of course, because it's written by lawyers, there's a number of extensions that can be applied for and so on and so forth. It's our understanding through multiple communications with the Colorado Secretary of State's office that the Colorado Secretary of State will be applying for an extension, which would mean that the compliance requirements are put off until, I believe, January 1st of 2006. So that would give all counties in Colorado, and especially Boulder County, on the verge of spending millions of dollars on one of these unproven systems, time to reevaluate, time to think about this issue. And I think the issue for citizens is time for citizens to catch up with where the laws and where the election people are at. The election people, I'm very concerned that throughout this country, come 2004, people are going to show up at the polls and be confronted with an electronic system and say to themselves, hey, I don't remember saying that I wanted to vote on a touchscreen. Where's my paper ballot? To which they're going to be told, well, we don't have them anymore. And, well, I want a paper receipt. Oh, you can't get one, or what have you. And so these are the concerns that we've got.
And you'll be taking those concerns to the Boulder County Commissioners this Thursday, December 4th,
for 10, folks who would like to... 10:30 a.m. at the Boulder County Courthouse on Pearl Street, it's the third floor. People should show up there. They should make clear their interest in a voter-verifiable paper ballot and that we delay this decision, which is legally allowable.
And even if people can't make it to the public meeting this coming Thursday at 10:30 at the commissioner's room at the courthouse, please contact the commissioners. Please contact the Secretary of State. Contact your elected officials who are there today and let them know that you want a paper ballot.
Joe Pizzillo and Cal Carey are from Citizens for Verifiable Voting, on the web at coloradovoter.net, and presenting to the Boulder County Commissioners this Thursday, December 4th, around 10:30 in the morning. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.